One of my guests on this week's program is Henry Brenneman Stewart. He is a graduate student at the University of Missouri studying composition in the School of Music with Stefan Freund and piano with Janice Wenger. He recently was awarded the Ziegfeld Composition Prize for 2016 for his work for string quartet Threnody. Henry, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. There was a string quartet competition held in London, and I sent this piece off with my, like, I don't know, it was like £25 entrance fee or something like that, which back then was like $35. And I was pretty sure that I was just sending the piece off and sending my money, and it was just going to sort of be like, well, sorry, but no. And then I got selected for like the semifinal round. And as part of that, this string quartet, they're called the Villiers String Quartet. They have a competition every year. They recorded the first movement. It used to be two movements. They recorded the first movement and had like online voting. And so then that's where I got this recording that's on my SoundCloud. And the recording is stellar. I mean, they're a professional string quartet and they did a wonderful job. And really taking it from just some notes on the page to actual piece of music.
We were talking off mic about the origins of Threnody and your submitting for this competition. Can you talk a little bit about where the work came from?
Yeah. So I wrote this piece when I was in undergraduate, and I was in, I guess, sophomore year in the fall.
And where was that at?
That was at Goshen College in Goshen, Indiana. And it's actually like the second actual piece of music I've composed. So I just didn't really know much about string quartets or anything, but my composition professor, Dr. Jorge Muniz, he's at Indiana University South Bend. He suggested that I write a string quartet. It's a good like pedagogical exercise and just something that teaches you how to write a lot of different types of music because you're writing both homophonic and polyphonic music.
Okay, so for the uneducated like me, What's the difference?
So homophonic music is more vertically organized. Think of like a hymn. And polyphonic music will have, for example, in a string quartet, you would have four solo voices that sort of combine together to make a piece of music. So basically a string quartet is a good exercise for learning how to write with both of those textures. And if you look at string quartet repertoire from the past, it has all of that sort of different types of writing in it. So
good. We learned something today. If we learn nothing else.
Yeah, string quartets. And it's probably, string chamber groups in general are one of my favorite ensembles just because of the sort of the tangibility of the sounds. I always feel like it's intensely personal when you have just this small group playing something and they can be so powerful. Threnody, I started the piece and then a friend of mine was, she showed me this book of photography and it's a collection of pictures of women. It's called Family of Women. Gary Goldberg, I think, is the photographer of this particular picture that I found, and it struck me immediately upon seeing the photograph that the piece that I was writing could be about this photograph. And not necessarily about the actual person in the photograph, but sort of that I would create a narrative for the character that I perceived from the photograph. So still focusing on an individual and like experiences of that individual, but more contrived.
So this is the picture that we're looking at on,
that's right,
on Henry's SoundCloud page for Threnody. I'll put the link up on our website, which is muclassical.org, and you can link to it from this week's Mizzou Music Program. And we're looking at, Henry, describe to me what the picture is.
It's a young woman in front of a background of what looks like old wallpaper. It's in grayscale, and her gaze is sort of piercing and not defeated, but to me sort of belies some sort of tragic past or something like that, it's still, without the picture, the piece is a different entity. So whenever I like have had it performed, I've tried to make the picture available so that people can see, because it's really like, I'm not trying to make incidental music for the picture, but I was trying to make something that was an artistic complement, I guess, of the photograph.
That was Henry Stewart, the University of Missouri School of Music Composition student's Threnody is up next. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5.
Thank you.